Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesterino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of October 21st, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. News AF is back here again. One day delayed. Thank you for your patience. Had a lot going on Tuesday this week, but here we are for a Wednesday edition of News AF, back with the guys. And here we are back with Pickleball's number one influencer of 2020 and beyond, the 20s. Top pickleball influencer.
Yeah.
Here is Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Dude, I'm doing so awesome. I've had this big news building for a few weeks, and I have a pickleball contract, partnership, sponsorship, whatever you want to call it, with Gamma Pickleball. They're awesome. They sent me a ton of paddles, and I am now one of their team members, representatives. And to kick it off, we decided to do something dope where I am giving away a signed Winners at War Survivor buff, actually game-worn buff.
This
is my merch buff.
Don't you need that? Don't you need that?
For what?
Memorabilia? Don't you need to give that to leave that in your will so Bergen and Marlo can fight over it?
Well, I think they can just see me wearing it on the show when they go and watch it on Netflix.
Any worries about giving this away and then being cloned? Concern?
No, I'm going to soak it in bleach first. And then I'm also giving away a Pickleball in Life signed hat. I will personalize it. This is just like a little sample of what you could get. And then you're also getting, and then I'm giving away a signed pickleball paddle. And all you have to do is go to my website, tysonapostle.com, and click to enter. It's all free to enter, and it's going to be awesome. So. Yeah,
that's it. That's all I have to do.
You have to go in. You have to enter the contest on through my website, and then you're eligible.
But what's the contest?
It's just a drawing. It's just a drawing for this.
A drawing for this.
My signed buff, my signed hat, and my signed pickleball paddle.
Do you need our social security number?
Name of your first pet.
I'm going to need your social security number, but we don't need that for the contest.
Okay. All right. Well, this is exciting. One is one grand prize. Everybody wins. One person wins everything.
No, there's three prizes.
Okay. Three. So there's three different winners.
Three different winners.
Everybody's a winner.
Yeah, three different prizes. That's true. So, So I'm super excited about that and super stoked to be the world's number one pickleball influencer and pioneer in that realm. So, really excited.
Yes. Okay. Well, Karen already entered.
Thank you, Karen.
First.
Karen already entered. Well, we already have a lot of entries, if we're being honest, but the more entries, the merrier, I think, is a thing that's been said before.
Yeah. Danny, will you enter?
He's already entered. I saw his email come through. He already entered.
And social security number.
And I saw
mother's
social
maiden
security.
Name.
Yeah.
And name of first pet, best friend in high school, birthplace, all there.
Yeah. Which is crazy because his best friend in high school was Bryce and Danny, which I suspect to believe is actually just himself.
Yeah, I was pretty good friends with myself.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then let's bring in a man who one YouTube commenter has said, can we talk about how Danny is an insane person? He just ran 30 miles with bros on a mountain. Here he is. Insane Danny. Bryson.
Throwing out.
You don't think you get quadrosauruses from not running 30 miles, do you?
So true. You got to work. You got to feed these things daily.
It's true, dude.
If
Every
you want them
day.
To grow. They're so big. My wife buys skinny pants. And right now they're taking up all those pants.
Yeah.
I mean, all the pants.
Probably and more. Yeah, you probably need to like have
they're
somebody
made of stretchy material.
Still.
Danny, 30 miles?
38 to 40, actually.
38 to 40?
Yeah.
Hold on. Two marathons.
I'm not done bragging, bro. Then also 9,000 feet of climbing or 8,000 feet of going up, so.
I've done fun stuff like that with Danny before. You don't think I'm insane too, guys?
Well, pickleballing is dangerous. You could take a pickleball right into the eye.
But also, I have ran 40 miles with you before.
I think so, probably. Tyson was fit as F. Fit as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do you say past tense, Danny?
Because I'm a different fit now. I'm pickleball fit.
Different fit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm not 40-mile running fit. I'm pickleball fit.
How long does a pickleball game last?
Well, we go and play like 2 or 3 hours usually when we play.
That's probably great pickleball stamina right there.
Yeah.
Boy, the YouTube comments are getting kind of thirsty for Danny.
Yeah.
They want to see me in some cutoffs?
They want, some real, where the pockets are dipping below
that
the
kind of show.
Dipping below the cutoff. Hell yeah.
Yeah, the pockets should always hang out when making cutoffs. That's the only way
they
to
should.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
They should.
Boy, Danny, you're going to have to start putting out new kinds of content on Mediocre Amateur.
I can barely put out the content I'm releasing now.
Maybe. Have you decided to switch from Patreon to OnlyFans.com?
Yeah, Smart. So many superstars are doing that. So I can't even imagine how I could be sexy. I guess I could run some kind of cutoff shorts deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a...
But,
TKMG says the Frog Eyes surprise. I didn't know everybody knew about the Frog Eyes, dude. Danny.
Mm-hmm. Remember when
TKM
we went to karaoke
knows about the Frog Eyes. Yeah.
Up in Park City, there was a guy singing with a big old country 10-gallon hat or whatever, and he was giving everyone the Frog Eyes surprise all night long.
Yeah.
It really added to the song.
I think
the
so.
Whole vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Frog Eyes surprise.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
I haven't either. I love it, though.
What song was the guy singing at karaoke?
Who can remember?
Yeah. Was it Phil Collins?
It could have been anything, but it was magical, and all I remember are the pants. And for some reason, that was the only thing I stared at. I don't remember his face. I do remember his cowboy hat, and that's it.
I think it was Phil Collins. Why? Do you have any Phil Collins news?
Yeah.
Was it you?
Well, no. Was I the guy?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think I have a 10-gallon hat.
Yeah. Pants tight enough to give you the Frog Eye surprise?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Phil Collins, that he has been known to put many people under the spell of his song, and including a lovely lady who was his became his wife, and this is Orion Seavey, and they got him engaged in 1997.
You think it's Orion, or do you think it's Orion?
Orion, you think?
I don't know.
It's probably Orion. Okay,
that's a tough one. O-R-I-A-N-N-E.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Orion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you said?
But so I said Orion. That's probably not a name.
I think it's probably Orion. But Orion. A lot of people make up names that aren't real names. You know that about people.
Listen to this romance, though. She met Phil Collins when she was 21. He was 44, and they got engaged in 1997, and they had two kids. They got married in 1999. Then they broke up in 2006, and she got a $46 million settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Nothing too wild there. Fast forward to 10 years later, they get back together. Reunion tour.
Okay.
However.
Yes.
Then... things ended up getting a little bit hairy this past year.
Hairy how?
In August, they broke up again.
Shame.
She text messaged Phil Collins informing him she had went to Vegas to marry a businessman 15 years younger than her. Now, this is a little bit of a role reversal that he, once upon a time, was in his 40s. She was 21. They got married. Then, all these years later, she's now in her 40s, marries a guy who's 15 years younger than her, ditches Phil Collins.
She sampled the aged cheese. For a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Yeah.
But now she's going down to some young blood.
Yeah. Okay. And now the student has become the teacher.
incredible.
Phil Collins, it's been such a roller coaster year for him. Remember when those two kids listened to Phil Collins they loved it, and then In the Air Tonight then was number one on like all of the music download sites. People loved Phil Collins, but now here's the problem for Phil Collins, that he has filed a lawsuit that
Orianne,
she and her new husband, Tom Bates, they've now moved into his $33 million Miami mansion and have brought in a team of armed guards to they've stormed Phil Collins' mansion and they've taken it over. What if this is like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, what if this is the starting of the end? Like a small-scale war breaks out around this house.
Mm-hmm. And then it
gradually
just
spreads
ripples,
the entire world.
Just ripple effect waves throughout the entire country as it just like that's the epicenter.
Yeah.
At least,
do we have to pick sides?
You have to pick sides eventually. And also on top of that, the safest place to go would be Alaska because that's the furthest. If Florida is southeast, you want to go to the most northwestern point of the country.
You know what, I do wonder how many mansions, like maybe Phil doesn't even care. It's like, oh dude, I'll just go to one of my other
then
10
why
mansions.
Does she need an army to take Phil Collins' mansion?
That's true.
Dude. Well, she's just making sure that she can retain
do
it
you
who
think-
knows, maybe he's used assassins in the past.
Dude, guys, this is what's happening. Phil Collins right now is doing a Rambo montage, strapping on those bullet vests that have bullets all packed on them, and then lifting logs and stuff and putting grenades on, painting his face. He's going in there, Rambo style, by himself, Pickle Rick even, to take
Pickle
back
Rick.
What is rightfully maybe his.
We don't
know
maybe
who he is.
Yeah, maybe he's got ties to the mob or the Yakuza or something like that.
You
she
think
knows
so?
That.
Yeah,
who knows? She looks
know
like
that.
The kind of guy. And so she's just protecting herself because she knows what he's capable of. She spent a lot of time with him, and she knows where all the bodies are buried, and she's just protecting herself and her giant $33 million mansion.
Yes.
Beachfront.
Yeah. Do you think that Phil Collins is recruiting an army?
He already has an army, dude. Have you not heard his music?
Yes.
He does
so
have an
all
army
of the
fans.
Phil Collins. Phil Collins has an army of fans.
Yeah,
so do you think that they are going to storm the beachfront mansion?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to come out with the song Help Storm My Beachfront Mansion, and then definitely.
Yeah, and you know, among his fans are like Navy SEALs and many other specially trained people. So he could probably call upon them and get his mansion back if he wanted to. But again, he's got a million other mansions. He has mansions where he stores mansions.
You think he has a million other $33 million mansions?
How could you not?
Yes.
It's Phil Collins.
Yeah, but
I think he has.
I think you're overestimating his wealth.
Oh, I think in the first settlement, she got $47 million, and he still was able to buy a $33 million mansion.
How much money is Phil Collins worth?
Well, I mean, if he invested anything into the market back in the 40s when he first started making money, then he's definitely blowing it.
What do you think? What do you think? How much is Phil Collins worth?
Million.
250? Yeah. What do you think, Tyson? Higher or lower?
Lower.
No, 300, according to the always accurate CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Yeah, but Celebrity Net Worth says I'm only worth like a quarter milli.
Well, and that's what they know about, too. I'm sure he, in the 90s, was selling a lot of CDs with cash transactions.
So you think he was carrying a red flyer wagon around with CDs in it?
And then making weekend trips to the Caymans.
So he was on Santa Monica Promenade or Boulevard or wherever, the promenade over by the thing, and he's like, hey,
flipping CDs.
No,
like, here's
no,
a
he
CD
was going,
for free. Here's my mixtape for free. And
he
you
was
grab it, and you're like, thank you. He's like, actually, it's $20.
Dude, no, that's not what you do when you're Phil Collins. You go to places like radio stations, and you force them, you know, with like some thinly veiled threats, like either buy these CDs or else. And they're like, okay, we'll take a 10,000.
And if he's who we think he is, where he's like doing a Rambo montage right now, then for sure.
I'd love to see a Rambo montage. The last picture I saw of him
with Phil Collins
with this lady, he was holding a cane, which could all be an act.
Oh, yeah. A Willy Wonka style thing, you think?
Smart.
Yes, yes, totally.
He's
going to
do a backflip. Let me Google Phil Collins and see what he looks like.
He'll
right now.
Walk up to you with a cane hobbling along, and the next thing you know, you've been spin kicked by Collins.
Yeah.
Right in the jaw.
Yeah.
Dude, here's what
he does. He does the drum solo from In the Air Tonight on you with the cane.
Phil. Oh, Phil does definitely look aged, and he does have a cane there. Maybe.
I think he's 69.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah, I think
maybe
that's
he could get Sting to help him.
Nice.
You know how much stamina Sting
he's
has.
He's virile. Yes. Yeah. So can I just say, with the siege, so that his ex-wife and her new squeeze have taken over the property. Mm-hmm. They changed all the alarm codes, and Phil Collins is concerned because at his home, he has 8 Grammys, 2 Golden Globes, Academy Awards, his platinum and gold records. Mm-hmm. Those are worth a lot of gold at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. And according to this article, all his Alamo stuff. Danny,
what does that mean?
Is Phil Collins?
He was at the
Alamo?
Alamo
memorabilia collector. You think he was there?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if he's
this
that
is
old.
A little bit.
What do you think
like
he has?
Alamo,
like a Davy Crockett coonskin hat or something?
But isn't this the setup for the Alamo, where a bunch of people were like sort of like holed up to try to like? Okay,
how ironic!
We're so inspired by the Alamo. We're gonna take Phil Collins' house, and we're gonna stay here. Where nobody's getting out alive.
Man.
It seems like all it would take is a policeman. Like a badge could get through all those armed guards pretty easily, I'd like to think.
I think they're a rogue state now.
Oh is that what they're asking for?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well.
So listen to this.
Yes?
Phil Collins is a crazy Alamo person, which is weird considering he's British. Mm-hmm. But Phil Collins, according to History.com, that his unlikely fascination drove him to amass the world's largest private collection of Alamo relics.
So you think he has like Pee-wee's Big Adventure bike and stuff?
Cool.
That
cost too much. Not even Phil Collins could afford his bike.
Oh, wow. Do you think that they've broken into Phil Collins' house and demanded, this stuff belongs in a museum?
Well, it might be that they knew by taking his house, it would trigger something inside of him as a Alamo fan. You know, like he doesn't want an Alamo repeat. So they knew he would back off being such a fan of the Alamo.
Phil Collins is also an honorary Texan, according to this article.
Because of all the Alamo stuff he bought.
Are we going down the Phil Collins rabbit hole?
I guess we are, dude.
We're uncovering all of this Phil Collins facts.
Listen.
Phil Collins wrote a book about the Alamo.
Is that true?
Rob can't stop going down the rabbit
hole. Dude, this is crazy.
Wow.
Listen.
Just bought it.
He needs to hire a hacker to hack the mainframe of the security system. Once that is hacked, he unleashes his Rambo montage on all of the security people there, takes over his house, and then all he does, scoops all the Alamo memorabilia, walks out as the house explodes behind him.
Yeah.
$33 million dollar house.
Goodbye. He doesn't care. He just wants his memorabilia.
He just wants he's like, you can keep the gold records. You can keep all of the Grammys. Just give me back the Alamo stuff.
As maybe once you remove the Alamo stuff, the house is only worth like $2.5 million.
Yeah, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I want to do an all wand off of Phil Collins song parodies about his Alamo memorabilia.
Has he ever sung about the Alamo in any of his songs?
I don't think so. Not that I can think of.
He didn't write the song Davy Crockett, man of the wild frontier. 8 feet tall and 10 feet wide, Davy Crockett was a hell of a man. I don't know the song.
Is that really how it goes? Okay.
No, I know the first part, and that was it. Then I just made it all up.
Rob, how does this get resolved? What do you see as being the future of the Phil Collins mansion dispute?
I don't know. What are her demands? We need like a hostage negotiator. Tyson, are you willing to go down there as a master survivor player and negotiator and strategist?
I'm a pretty
Do you think that you could go down there with a bullhorn and negotiate a settlement there?
Man, I know what you're asking me to do right now, but I don't know if I can really fully deliver. On the setup.
You should just do it unsolicited. Yeah. Just go down there and
excuse
offer
your me, former Mrs. Phil Collins, whatever, or Ryan or Orianne.
What do you want?
I've just loaded this musket.
I'm just here to talk. I just want to talk to you. Let's just keep talking. How are you feeling right now? Are you guys doing? Do you need anything? Can I get you
we
anything?
We feel great. We're the rightful owners of this place.
No, I believe you, ma'am. I totally believe you. Can I get you anything? Do you want any cookies, coffee, anything you need in there? We can get you whatever you need.
Do you have a scone?
I can get you some scones. Blueberry, regular, or everything scone.
Way to
I invented
rapport,
everything scones. That's an invention.
They don't have an everything scone.
We're getting one made for you right now. You want one, ma'am?
No, no. I want any remaining Alamo memorabilia that's not at this house.
Okay.
A private jet, all the Alamo stuff.
And I want Phil Collins frozen in carbonite.
We're talking to San Antonio as we speak. We have him on the line on the other end. They are getting the memorabilia. Hold tight. Don't do anything. Think about everything you're doing, ma'am. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Phil, we're trying to locate him. We don't know where he's at right now, but...
He made a lot more money this year!
That's probably what this is.
I left him too early, right before those kids liked his song.
What kids?
Those two kids from the internet that they never heard Phil Collins before, and then they heard his song and they really liked it on TikTok.
I think you're thinking of Fleetwood Mac, ma'am.
No, that's different. Huh. There's no ocean spray.
Okay.
But there's about to be an ocean spray of lead if you don't back off.
Oh, my God.
This is escalating,
ma'am?
Tyson. You ma'am? Need to get a grip.
Is there anyone else?
Bring me the heads of the rest of Genesis.
Is there anybody else in the house with you currently, ma'am?
Yes, my much younger husband. He's the guy on TikTok who found how those kids started listening to Phil Collins.
Is he? Okay, well.
That's it. I've got to go. I got another call.
Where are you going?
Elton John's house.
Okay, well, we'll talk later. I love you. I love you, ma'am.
You'll be in my heart.
You'll be in my heart. Is that a song title?
Tyson, you might be too old for her.
You think? I'm 41. How old? I think I'm perfect age.
No, I think that she's interested in someone much younger.
I don't know. This is going to be an ongoing standoff that we need to keep talking about.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it goes on for weeks and weeks, and then it's a diversion from any other news that could be happening within the next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I didn't think that it would be a political issue, but maybe everybody's going to have to pick sides.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. That's the world we
the
live
next,
in.
You think the sides. next debates it's going to be about?
Phil Collins and his wife?
Yeah. Which side are you on?
By the way, well, look, I would like to think most people would go with Collins here.
I mean, but I don't know the whole story.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we haven't heard her side of the story.
Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danny, are you a big Chipotle guy?
Sometimes.
I am.
Yeah. Tyson, you ever get... Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you saw the guy that peed on the seat and shamed him into leaving Chipotle recently.
Yep, that's right.
Yes. Okay, do you ever get a burrito bowl?
Yeah, that's what I usually get.
Yeah, do you get tortillas on the side?
No. Then you might as well just get a burrito.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they used to give you tortillas on the side, but a new policy at Chipotle has customers having to pay an extra 25 cents a tortilla, and people are not happy.
These are the times we live in.
I think that's fair. Is that not fair?
Well, they changed it.
I didn't know you could even get a tortilla on the side for free. I was getting my burrito bowls free of tortilla and then just getting a bag of chips to dip into my burrito bowl.
You know,
and
instead
spoon
of
it
saying
into my mouth.
Thank you for all those years when you gave me a tortilla for free.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, why can't we get those for free anymore?
Instead, it's like, why you got to be such a giant jerk and charge 25 cents?
Man, you can't do anything right. That's how it is. No. I mean,
320 calories, Tyson, for that tortilla.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though, right?
Totally. What is that calorie percent?
Yeah, but I always get a bag of chips for the side instead of the tortilla. I get a bag of chips that I use as spoons for my burrito bowl. Come on.
Some people have taken to Twitter to complain about this.
Oh, I've got a lot of
25 cents for a side tortilla? Yeah. Seriously? After all these years of being a loyal customer because you don't nickel and dime, now you screw us during the pandemic?
Yeah. Wow. I feel blindsided and betrayed by Chipotle for charging 25 cents for the tortilla on the side. I trusted you.
We trusted you, Chipotle.
You trusted a giant corporation that has been busted like twice.
You're
for
just
health
like
violations.
The others. Yeah.
Got to put it all into perspective. Come on.
Not for anything. If you went to the store to go buy a bag of tortillas, I feel like that you're probably paying more at the supermarket.
Can I bring in outside tortillas?
I think you can.
I always got a tortilla or two in my pocket.
So you think
to snack on throughout the day?
Oh, I bet they're so warm up against those meaty quads, dude.
I built an inside the thigh pocket where I store it, and it just stays nice and hot. And I just take it out for a nibble every now and then when I'm feeling low. Yeah.
Man.
You know, should we be mad at Chipotle or should we be mad at the people that were trying to beat the system of, hey, is it cheaper to buy a burrito bowl and then make your own burrito
on
the side?
I don't think that it is it? Is a burrito bowl cheaper than a burrito there? I think they're about
the same
price.
Are you turning it into tacos if you get tortillas on the side?
Yeah, you know, change is difficult, so I can kind of sympathize. It's hard.
Change is. I never carry change, you know? And that's
oh my gosh, it's the worst. Now they're not even accepting it, thank goodness.
Yes, pandemic knocked off change.
Oh, really?
Wait, I hope that it stays that way.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this. Haven't you been going to stores and seeing the signs, change not accepted?
But
it's like a glorious thing. No, I've seen a handful of people be rejected in cash purchases because they don't have exact change.
No, but... But if I gave them $10, they wouldn't give me 60 cents back?
Yeah.
In one of those machines that like blah, 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 comes out and then you...
Are you talking about a register?
Yes.
I have seen some people give back change, but I've also seen others that are like, sorry, I can't take that unless you have exact change.
Hmm. It's worthless now. Just give it all to the homeless. Yes.
Give it all to the homeless. change. I bet I could find a bunch of change all over that I never used.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can start some kind of like GoFundMe for the people who have been blindsided by the 25-cent tortilla and get all your change to that GoFundMe.
Well, that's how they get you, Danny, because they're saying it's only 25 cents, but they only accept a dollar.
Yeah, smart.
Smart. So here's another interesting marketing ploy coming from the people over at Burger King. Burger King Japan is announcing a new burger coming out on October 23rd. The burger is being called the fake burger.
So not the impossible burger.
Is it
not
a real
burger?
The
impossible burger. We don't know.
We don't know if it's meat or not meat.
It's pixelated out, Tyson.
They won't tell you what it is. They said the fake burger is coming on October 23rd.
It's pixelated out, do you think, because it's graphic or because it's top secret?
That's the only reason anything's pixelated out, because it's probably in the shape of genitalia.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Fake meat, but it's in the shape of a big old hunk of meat. You know what I'm saying, right, Danny?
Burger King Japan has the fake burger. We can't tell you the details of the taste and contents yet.
It's real meat shaped in the shape of real big old meat.
It doesn't say. Okay. It's that once you eat it, you'll definitely be addicted to its deliciousness.
It's smeat.
Smeat, you think?
Smeat. Yep. Synthetic
it
meat.
Appears to be yellow in color, so it's likely that it's not a burger at all, and it reportedly will cost less than the Whopper.
Quinoa. Do you think it's a quinoa patty?
It's made out of seagull meat.
Seagull meat?
Seagull meat's yellow?
I don't know, but I could definitely see it being yellow. Like you cut open that delicious, steamy seagull corpse and you're like,
yuck, dude.
That meat is yellow.
And stringy and tastes like fish.
Who is this for? Who is this for? That is like, boy, those wizards at Burger King.
Oh, I know exactly
what
it's for.
They've got me intrigued. Yeah.
It's for the people who take the flights to nowhere. It's like, I need a little spice in my life, right? Yeah. I've been locked down. Sure. I need some excitement. I can't go outside and get it anymore. Bungee jumping's closed. So I'm going to order that fake burger with what appears to be nacho cheese colored meat and just bite into it. Throw caution to the wind. I'd eat one. I bet you it's delicious.
How many?
They don't
eat?
Have a team. They've got a team of scientists working on this burger
to make sure that all of your taste buds are
it's
titillated.
Just an explosion of like flavor, like 10
agree.
Flavor pens pushing against my tongue simultaneously. I'd eat this without even knowing what's in it. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Unless it's made of like seaweed.
Yeah, I don't know if I want something that's not meat, that's scientifically designed to make me addicted to it. I feel like that these are not things that are necessarily appealing to me that will cause like a flavor explosion that I will then be addicted to, but they won't tell me what it is.
Yeah, your ears start bleeding when you finished it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'd eat it, so as long as someone can get one to me, still warm.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay. Danny is all in on the fake burger, should it come to America. Something else that came to America this year, to a lot of acclaim, but is not doing so great. The rise and fall of Quibi has come quick. And Quibi founder Jeffrey Katzenberg is in an all-on blitz to sell Quibi. And if not, they're going to have to shut it down.
We have watched.
Quibi could go dark.
We have documented this, the rise and fall of Quibi.
Yeah.
And it's been some great schadenfreude. I've really enjoyed watching the $2 billion get pissed away. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I shouldn't take enjoyment. There's probably thousands of jobs at stake. But there's just something about Quibi from the beginning that annoyed me.
And the arrogance.
Yeah, the arrogance of it all. The fact that this founder and former Disney CEO, Jeffrey, it seemed like he was so arrogant in thinking he knew exactly what everybody wanted. Mm-hmm. And so it's been great watching this. It all almost happened within 1 year. Came out, collapsed, and now is being broken apart and sold.
Yeah. I will say, though, that for us on Quibi, the three boxes in the streaming video version of this, I think, would fit nicely if it was held in portrait mode.
That's true.
You're going to have like sort of like
stack,
traffic light
stack,
action.
Stack.
Yeah, stack, stack, stack. So maybe News AF should go to Quibi.
Who would be green light, who would be orange light, and who would be red light?
I'm red.
I think Rob's red.
You don't think Rob's green?
I'd be green.
I think Rob's
green. Like go for it?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I say stuff that's questionable, Rob's, I can always tell that inside it, his...
Oh, you think I'm like, oh no, slow down. Maybe I'm yellow.
That's not...
Caution,
that makes sense. Tyson's green.
Don't go over the edge there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go.
And Tyson's like, speed up, get to past the red.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe if Quibi ends up getting sold to somebody else, then somebody can come in and fix Quibi. What a genius you would be.
Should we buy Quibi for just a couple $100 and then host our podcast on Quibi?
Yeah, well, what do they want for it?
A couple $100.
Remember when Justin Timberlake bought MySpace?
And that was hilarious.
What have you done with it?
We're going to bring it back.
Yeah, that was so funny.
I think a celebrity will buy this.
Maybe they should bring back Justin Timberlake.
Ryan Reynolds. Oh, that would be cool. Justin Timberlake buys it, and then he makes a bunch of shows of himself about Justin Timberlake.
No, like, I mean literally bring him back. Like, where has he been?
He's gone, dude.
He got yelled at by his wife, and now he's just kind of been hiding.
You still see him in those memes where he has Top Ramen his hair, but that's hardly ever anymore.
What a shame.
Remember
that? He's sad about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And before we get to our next news story, we're going to take a quick break and then come back with plenty more News AF.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.
So a couple of months ago, back during the start of the pandemic, I remember we did stories about how the condom factories were going to be in trouble because that they were not going to be able to keep going because and all of the condom factories were all in one place and they were shut down because of the pandemic. But today we have some, I guess, exciting news because the third quarter is reporting from the people over at Durex that third quarter has been very strong for the condom usage.
Because their lies worked. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there's going to be a shortage. And they're like, quick, Tommy, get to the grocery store. They're going to be out of condoms. And then everybody rushed the stores.
Who's that? Is that Tommy's girlfriend?
Well, I don't know who, but they're grabbing them all. They're buying them all. They're going to run out.
Can you use toilet paper as a contraceptive? Because everybody's got a bunch of toilet paper.
No.
That doesn't work.
What? These people were suckers. No. They fell for the classic, you know, tell them there's a shortage, tell them we're going to run out. People then make a run on the product, and we make bucks.
We laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what there's going to be a shortage of. News AF.
Why?
Yeah,
well,
what's going
to happen? Trying to get a bunch of people to jump on.
Dude, oh my gosh.
I better download it all.
Yeah, you got to download it all before it disappears.
According to one preacher, we have limited time. We don't have that story in here, but
according to one preacher, according to probably most preachers.
Well, yeah, but he's a big guy, a big timer.
He
said asteroid's going to hit the Earth after the election, so we don't have much time. So
but like 5 years after the election,
he wasn't real clear, which is smart.
But 5 years after the election,
yeah,
that gives him enough time to change his story.
Which seemed wild because 5 years after the election is there's going to be another election before then.
Plus, this is his third prediction for the end of the
world. 1 year after, not this election, but the next election.
Right. So condom usage up 12.6% for the third quarter. Now, I don't know if this is like one of those
or buying.
Yeah.
They're big difference.
Yeah, because unless they have tracking microchip devices, because I mean,
Danny, you feel like that most condoms are bought and then not used.
Yeah.
Only a small percentage of the condoms that are bought are actually used.
Dude, all through high school, Danny would always we'd go to the gas station. Dad'd be like, triple extra large magnums, please. I need 30 of them for tonight, and I'm going to need 30 of them for tomorrow. And then we'd leave, and he'd just throw them away. I was like, what was that for? He's like, just so that rumor spread around town.
Yeah, just smart. Get the word out there.
It really was.
That you're burning through 30 magnums a night. It's the dream. Women love guys like that.
It really is the dream, dude. You should have seen the heads turn in 7-Eleven. And then he'd be like, and then give me some of this ginseng root you have at the counter. Whatever it does.
Some of that no-dose. I use it as a suppository.
Everybody knew Danny was ready to party.
But Rob, going back to that number, how do they know that use has gone up 12.6? Are they asking every single person, like when you buy condoms, are you leaving a name and number, social security, you know what I mean?
I think that they have Bluetooth. I think they know if they're being used or not.
Yeah, they Bluetooth them in, and then you have to opt in to like sharing the data. But you don't care. It's whatever.
Well, what if people are using them because they couldn't get any surgical gloves, so they're putting them on their hands?
Yeah. I think this is sales. Yeah. Then. Yeah, more so than that they could track the usage.
Yeah, But
I don't know if this is like one of these things like the jobs numbers where was the second quarter like down 300% and then the third quarter is like, oh, well, it's up from that.
It's up from that 12%. 12% from down 300. Yeah, that could be.
Right.
I mean.
Right. They say that condom sales took a sharp nosedive in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that.
Everyone's like,
getting
dude,
back
end
outside.
Of the world.
Everybody's
no
getting back outside.
Condom.
Yeah, there is no need. That's the thing. People were like, oh, it's about to end here. What's the point?
Grab your roommate.
And now they're like,
without it.
Yeah.
Now they're like, uh-oh. It's maybe it's not the end of the world because this guy said we got 5 more years.
Mm-hmm. So hard to know.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay. All right. Then we have a story about, we've talked a lot about animal issues in Florida. There's one person who has captured thousands of flying squirrels. Father Nature, are you familiar with flying squirrels?
I am, dude. There's a TikTok page that has like somebody with like a herd of flying squirrels. They have like 6 of them.
A herd? Is that what you call it?
They let them climb up a post. I think it's a herd, yeah. They let them, or a cackle. They climb up the post, they hold out their hand, and all of the squirrels jump and land on the owner's hand. It's incredible, and it makes me want to have a cackle of flying squirrels as well.
So you're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem because this one person is hoarding flying squirrels, estimated value over $1 million to sell them to buyers in Asia.
He put out 10,000 traps. Flying squirrel traps.
Which... Oh, they are indigenous to Florida.
Oh, no, the wildlife conservation. Wait, hold on. I'm not quite understanding this.
So the people are catching them
illegal
in Florida.
Trapping. Yeah, so someone put out 10,000 illegal traps, it sounds like, and caught 3,600
of
the creatures.
And then selling
move
them
the
to
flying
Asia.
Squirrels. Move them all into Phil Collins' house. Give them free reign of Phil Collins' mansion. Mm-hmm. And then I think that solves all the problems.
Hmm. Okay, listen to how convoluted this is.
They can swing around and listen to the Tarzan soundtrack.
Buyers from South Korea would travel to the United States and purchase the flying squirrels. Then the animals were driven in rental cars to Chicago, where the source of the animals
never buy a rental
further concealed, and the animals were exported to Asia by an unwitting international wildlife exporter. That is a lot of work. Driving a squirrel, one squirrel at a time, to Chicago from Florida. Must be, well, $1 million.
Yeah, but if it's the must-have pet of the year in South Korea, then you can't not have one, you know? It's like, remember when everybody wanted to carry chihuahuas around in handbags?
Mm-hmm. But is a flying squirrel, like, is it literally a squirrel? Is that a good pet?
I'm looking at the picture. It does have some squirrel qualities,
yeah,
like the tail.
Yeah, it does, but they're prettier and cuter than a regular squirrel. And,
but what do you like, keep it in a cage?
Yeah. But then you can let them out and play with them, and they become, supposedly they become very attached to you as their human
source
counterpart.
Of food.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Source of food and stuff. It's, I mean, yeah.
So are you saying that no harm, no foul? Are you saying that people should adopt rescue flying squirrels and not go to a...
I'm saying people shouldn't, you shouldn't ever pull a wild animal from the wild to make a pet. That's wrong on every level. And And pets is kind of a gray area anyways. Like, if something's supposed to be wild, then leave it wild. But
you wouldn't take Tyson, put him in a windowless office with fluorescent lighting
in the
middle of a, you know, that's just not what you do to something as wild like Tyson.
Yeah, you can't do that to me. You really think you're going to be able to contain me? My dorsal fin's going to end up flopping over to the side and you'll never see joy in my eyes again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What part of your body do you consider to be the dorsal fin?
I don't know, but I do know it's going to curl over and people will be like, I don't know why, but just anytime you put a Tyson in captivity, his dorsal fin
doesn't thrive.
Flops to the
side.
Flops to the side. It's like a great white shark. It's like you can't keep a great white shark in captivity for longer than a week or two without it. And that's like, that was my max when I went through casting in Survivor. It was a week of locked in at the DoubleTree in Santa Monica, and I was really at my limit, and people were like, we're seeing your dorsal fin flop. And I was like, if you don't let me go soon, it's never going to stand up straight again. So
they were like, he's dying. He's got to get out of here.
Put him in the wild.
No, we have to observe him. We're not done yet.
So it was, yeah.
We have more tests.
A little touch and go there for a while, but
I'm
good. I pulled through.
Yeah. Danny, do you want to talk about NASA landing on an asteroid, or you prefer to do the bolt hole?
Oh, I've got some bolt hole stories.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the asteroid or?
Well, I was excited for the asteroid. I didn't have time to sit down and watch the live stream of it landing yesterday on Bennu.
All right. Can you tell us what is it? And so NASA has landed a probe on an asteroid. Is that correct?
So it wasn't landing. It was like a touch and go. They had this.
Anal probe or a different kind of probe?
Kind of, except for it blew out a short burst of air to stir up the ground, and then it captured the dust. That's basically what it did. I don't think it actually landed. More just did a quick probe.
Have we ever done this before, Danny?
Yeah.
Is this first?
Other countries have done it. I think Japan.
So we have to do it or we're not cool?
I think it's part of a club, like to get in to the asteroid probing club. You got to do one. We may have even done one before. I know that we've got one or two missions out there, either returning to Earth or flying to their asteroid. So it's actually pretty cool, but I did worry... those rocks have who knows what on the surface. If you think the doorknob at an elementary school is dirty, I mean, what are these things? Have been flying through space, collecting all sorts of alien goo. And, I mean, do we really want it coming back to Earth?
So you think asteroids are really what do it for aliens and goo?
This thing's going to land, not the whole thing. They shoot off a little capsule that then lands. It's going to land in Utah when it returns in 2023. So I'm going to be at the epicenter.
Ground zero.
Ground zero of the outbreak.
Yeah. Do you think that Durex can produce some sort of a giant probe condom that we could use to protect everybody from what it brings back?
Yeah, it unfolds in space, and it's just like
a parachute.
Itself.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great idea. That. But there's a... there might be another shortage if we throw that many condoms into space.
Melt them down into one giant prophylactic.
We should be using some kind of space condom to collect all the debris floating around Earth. They had a near collision last week, I think. Mm-hmm. Anytime two things collide in space...
You've got to be... Yeah, that's problematic.
It's so dangerous.
Well, and you're also space is wide open. Except for all the stuff floating around.
And you saw what happened to Sandra Bullock. I mean, George Clooney lost its life. Mm-hmm. She was floating around for a while. She barely made it back.
He came back as a ghost a few times. I think that was the gist of the story.
Yeah. So you got to be careful in space. But this thing will be returning. It'll be carrying who knows what from Bennu. And it's going to be landing out in the desert near my house.
Bennu, that's the name of the asteroid?
Yeah, Bennu. I don't know how to say that.
That even sounds like there's alien goo on it.
I think it's Orion.
They could have named the asteroid. That sounds like an asteroid name.
It does.
Okay.
So, that's asteroid news.
And is that touching down in 5 years? Is that when the preacher described the end
of
the world?
It's sooner than that. I want to say 2023.
Okay, 2023. Okay, so soon after, it gives us a couple years of just the Earth being taken over by the alien goo and then crumbling.
It hijacks your body and makes you do stuff.
Gooey.
Oh, like that movie.
Body Snatchers or the old school one.
Birds, Birdcage. What's the one with Sandra Bullock where they...
There's so many movies.
What's the one where
that?
They can't look at it or else they go berserko?
Yeah. The bird something.
You just can't look at
bird
people
box.
Covered in alien
bird
goo.
Bird box. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too disturbing.
Yeah. It then makes you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a subscription service, and that totally screwed me up.
Bird box?
Yeah.
You thought you were getting bird box bird boxes every month, and it was just bird seed, bird calls, new...
Monsters.
New binoculars, just everything for the birder.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We could contact Sloth Terrarium right now and start sending out Bird Box is.
And you said it's a subscription service, so people can get junk they don't need for a long time because we make it impossible for them to cancel their credit card.
Yeah, because what we're going to do is we're going to shift the billing around to different offices and addresses, so there's no way to ever track it or tell your credit card to stop.
Until we have more money than Phil Collins.
Oh, dude. And then
that's our only goal.
We own mansions everywhere.
Then we can Alamo.
The Alamo, yes.
We buy the Alamo and then we let...
Remember the Alamo. That's our motto.
Do we let Phil Collins live with us?
No, that's a great part is we just torture him with the knowledge that we own the Alamo and he can never visit it or recreations.
He can live in the guest house, which can view it from afar, but he's never allowed to... indulge in all of it.
But he has to perform concerts for us if he wants to see any Alamo stuff.
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Do we want that? Is that if that's what you guys want, then I'm willing to agree with that.
Okay. Danny, you ready to take us to the bolt hole?
I am.
All right, here we go. Here comes Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it.
Goes down smooth every time.
It does. It's as good as any of those songs that have really exploded on TikTok.
Suck that, Phil Collins.
Yeah. Dude, I should be doing TikTok songs to that. Can you send me that file, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, send me that file. I'll start using that.
If those two kids heard Danny's bolt hole.
Oh, dude.
Boy, forget it.
Yeah.
Number one.
They would.
Tyson, I'm surprised you don't have a copy of the song you played a part in.
I sent it to Rob and then I did nothing with it, and I probably have it somewhere, but it would be easier if Rob just sent the file back to me since he apparently has it.
Yeah, I have the file.
See?
Okay, guys.
What's up, Danny?
Let's get to the real nitty-gritty.
Let's. Yeah?
11,000 people were surveyed. 11 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And
but these are survey people.
These are, keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. These are people willing to go out of their way to give up a little bit of time for a survey.
27% of survey people said that they would date a robot.
Date a robot? How many?
27%.
And that's not just like be romantic with a robot over an evening, but that's
buying it a meal at the nicest restaurant.
But what is
going on a date or dating girlfriend?
I threw that. That was a joke. But just dating, having a relationship with a robot.
Okay.
The country that supported it the most, Netherlands, 53%.
Dude, they're so open-minded out there, you know?
I mean, it depends on the robot, right? And also, you're a survey person. Which means you probably sitting at home, got all the time in the world to answer questions from strangers. So why not a robot relationship?
Yeah.
This seems a little low in terms of how many people were willing to date robots. Also, what are you opposed to? I'd like to hear what the objections were for not wanting to date a robot.
The Boston Robotics dog.
Okay, you're not dating the dog. You're dating.
You don't know. Robot. When you answer yes, they give you a random robot in the mail.
Dating a robot dog.
A droid. I think they refer to it as a droid, which sounds scary. Actually,
smarten up, Danny.
Seems like droids were meant to like stamp out life.
I don't know.
Android, but so a huge number of people in the Netherlands.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 out of that, by the way, in that percentage from the Netherlands, 30% said it was acceptable, 23% were undecided, and only 45% were outright opposed.
Danny, would you date a robot? I mean, that first off, it would be able to make you breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would.
So you're saying it's kind of like the robot from the Jetsons, where you're like, boop, boop, boop. Spit out.
You know what, Tyson? When you're asked that question and you close your eyes, you can picture whatever robot you want, since no
robot
exists that you could date. No, I mean, I'm picturing something more like Ex Machina type of robot. That's how you say that.
But that robot is a destroyer.
She escapes. She was locked up in that house.
Didn't she kill some people?
I think she did. Which, if you're going to date a robot, you have to accept that as possibly the eventual outcome.
That like an 80% chance you're getting.
Because we've all seen our laptops go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, my laptop all the time. The other day, it just gave me a red screen. I mean, imagine if that's an Android giving you a red screen. Getting what does that pissed, translate to? An Android.
I mean, we can take a survey language. Right now, Rob.
If you never had a red screen.
If you were dating a robot, do you think it would murder you?
Not on purpose either.
I mean,
accidental.
I think there's a better
chance. Oh, on accident? You want to take. Rob, do you want to take a shower together? Oh, I'd like that. And then short circuits and kills you.
Or you're like,
but if there's, let me just, can I give the counterpoint
hot
here?
Because party.
I think there's also a non-zero chance that my human wife will kill me.
That's true.
So I think it's sort of, I think we have to balance
it out. You
gotta
hedge your bets.
Yeah, I think that most murders are committed by somebody who is in a, you know, romantic entanglement with the other person.
Hmm. Okay. That does make sense. So,
I actually think there's a lesser chance that my robot girlfriend would murder me.
Totally. Yeah. Especially if you kept, like,
but you're good around computers, and that's the thing, because I've seen you handle a computer, and you know your way around that machine.
Very gentle.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like you'd probably be better
off.
Because
robots don't have rage. You know what I mean? Like, they're like,
not yet, but I think you can program that into them.
Hmm.
Yeah. If you want that, if that's the thing that you want.
I'm with Rob. I mean, it's just as likely a human's going to do anything that a robot would do. Probably less likely the robot would do what the human would do.
Yeah, because a robot is more logical and calculated. And so it will be like, must I murder this human for my existence?
Yeah. I do know this. If I got murdered by my robot girlfriend, mm-hmm. I bet it would be for a very logical reason.
Yeah, where like it's for the good of humankind.
That you perish. Mm-hmm.
Where, like, she can see into the future based on the choices you're making.
If it got hacked, then what can you do?
Yeah, I mean, and there's always going to be hackers. As long as there's robots and computers, the hackers are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, what a complicated time we live in, you know?
Well, not yet. We don't live in that time yet. Not we're not actually having to make real-life decisions about whether or not we would date an android.
But I think we should make up our minds now so when it comes, we can know if it's a yes or no for us.
I want to see what kind of model I can afford because that's going to be a big part of my decision.
Danny, did it say if it was men or women were more likely to have a data robot?
You know, it didn't really say. It's just said in that Netherlands number that have a robotic boyfriend or girlfriend went up to 53%.
Mm. Okay. Hmm.
So both responded. Again, that's 53% of survey people.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that these robots are programmed with all the latest and greatest teledildonics.
Oh, naturally. Well, you wouldn't use teledildonics. Because remember, teledildonics are meant to operate over a distance.
Okay.
As a well-read teledildonic specialist.
Yeah.
Yes. Why you would that wouldn't be an option where then it's like, well, hey,
your partner goes away on a trip,
like a pinch hitter. Yeah.
Guys, anything's possible when you're just throwing out harebrained theories about the future. So yeah.
For instance, where like hey, I'm gonna be gone for a while. Who's gonna take out the garbage? Who's gonna, ward off the intruders?
She's like, oh, I know who. And then he walks out of the closet, eyes red, glowing red. Yeah. I will be there for her. You can go, Rob. She walks over to the robot and puts her arm around it.
Yes.
You know where you stand in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that robot might murder you.
I'm home, back in the closet. Yeah.
And then he walks backwards while looking you in the eye the entire time into the closet and around the corner. It's kind of a dystopian future, even though it sounded
very
good
dystopian. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to be okay.
I think so.
Okay. As long as you guys can assure me that we'll be okay, then I will probably not break out in mouth sores.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was that what happened to Danny?
I am certain that part of it was stress related. I mean, that many mouth sores. Yeah. Android stress relation. You don't get that many mouth sores without some type of stress.
Okay. So. Tyson, do you want to wrap up the show like you did last week?
Like I did last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
that was fun.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Rob, what else you got going on this week?
Thanks for asking, Tyson. Of course, we'll be back at it with Big Brother. I missed the podcast on Monday night, but I will be back live tonight to recap everything that happens in our Power of Veto ceremony edition of Big Brother. And then we've got The Amazing Race is back as well. And if anybody missed it, check out Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, the musical from this weekend that the very talented Jason Curtis Rivera put together, a incredible musical adaptation of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast for you to check out up at robisawebsite.com.
Awesome. I can't wait to tune into all of that. Danny, what do you got going on this week? Any adventures or
after hearing
misadventures?
Rob just went like right into that. He was so professional.
Oh, he knew. He
it's
knew.
Like,
he almost like he set me up to ask him.
I know.
Knowing
I'm
his answer
discombobulated
beforehand.
Now.
Yeah.
He was like a machine gun of information aimed right at my eyeballs and ears.
Like an armed security guard at Phil Collins' house.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see how proficient they are.
Well, what's coming up on Mediocre Amateur?
Okay, Mediocre Amateur on YouTube, releasing another video Wednesday. So if you like adventure porn, that's for you.
Adventure porn? Yeah, is that what you
describe adventure porn for us? Will you?
Just a bunch of guys broing out, climbing mountains,
there's
paddleboarding
no plot.
Lakes.
They get right into it.
Yeah, there really is no plot. Whatever happens.
Yeah, adventure. Yeah.
You tune in and they just start adventuring right away.
I feel like you're over-promising, though, because all of these adventures are...
There's very little dialogue. Yeah.
There are people with their shirts off, so, I mean, there you go.
Okay, on this coming episode, you're going to have your shirt off.
And actually, there were some naked people in it. I had to cut it out. I always have to watch for that when people are changing, that there's no reflection on sunglasses or if someone's peeing. And so far, I've never let that get through. But I had
you
to be careful
know.
This trip because otherwise it would have had nudity. And
lots of exposed, lots
rated
of exposed
R.
parts.
What
wow.
a tease for the Mediocre Amateur YouTube channel.
Wow, I'm loving that. So. Too much. Okay, so everybody tune in.
I can't catch everything, you know.
I try my best.
Watch every video over and over again.
I might
again.
Miss a public urination or two. You never know.
Yeah, wow. I'm excited to tune in and see if I can catch something that you miss.
There is one, and I don't think most people will ever catch it. There is, in the background, one time someone was peeing. Uh-huh. And I was actually, it may have happened twice. But I was convinced that it didn't look enough like peeing. There was no stream visible, so I thought, I like this shot, and that's not obvious. So
yeah,
it's okay.
So what?
If you become a Mediocre Amateur patron, though, Danny will tell you which video that is.
A little Easter egg for the fans, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not going to join the Patreon. What I'm going to do is I'm going to watch every episode you've ever created and see if I can find it myself.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It did happen this year. Listen.
Okay. So.
The problem is a lot of times when people are fidgeting with gloves, this is the thing to look for. When people are fidgeting with gloves and their back is to me, it does look like they're also fiddling with their pants. So don't get confused by that. There's a big difference.
So you're saying a glove fiddle and a pants fiddle are nearly the same.
They can be the same, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Wait, what about you, Tyson?
Oh, I was going to get to me. I was just going to make sure that everybody didn't have anything else. And we are getting to those Big Brother updates if you stay tuned. But first, tonight, we have Rob versus Tyson on Twitch, where we will be watching episode 3 of Survivor Token Chains. You can get to the link through my Instagram stories, or it's twitch.tv/RobVSTyson. And then we will also be playing some Survivor Trivia, which is free of charge to play. And you can win numerous prizes. Sometimes we give away autographed stuff. Sometimes we give away a bunch of T-shirts. It's always different, but there will be something. And and then other than that, just playing some pickleball. You know me, number one pickleball influencer in the
around,
world.
Yeah.
Glad I know you. That's
incredible.
What I can tell people at a party.
I'm glad to know myself.
All right. Well, Tyson, great job wrapping up the show. Of course, we'll be back with more News AF next week in our regular date and time. Take care, everybody. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye.
We did it, guys.